Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into hour number three of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. We're talking to Christopher Boland, an amazing researcher, broken literally hundreds of major stories, just an incredible researcher and resource to all of us that love freedom. Loaded phone lines. We're in the next 30 minutes. We're going to get into 9/11, some of the stories he's broken, more on the Iraq situation. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Have your question or comment ready. Emmett in Pennsylvania, then Elias, Bill, John, Brent, and others. Emmett, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Well, it's old news, but they're saying now that the people weren't allowed to leave the Trade Towers buildings because, well, the firemen didn't have the communication.
Well, this was day one. The people came out saying that they were on loudspeakers from the command bunker across the street that Giuliani was in, saying, stay at your post, you'll be arrested, you're not allowed to leave. Now, they would evacuate for some dishwasher detergent dumped on the ground, literally, or some chewing gum, thinking it was anthrax, but they said stay in the building even after the second plane hit because they wanted a high death toll. But Giuliani gets a call to get out of Building 7 because the other towers are, quote, about to collapse, and firefighters tell reporters, get back from Building 7, it's about to collapse. Christopher Boland, your take on this.
Yeah, one firefighter came out of Building 7 about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and told the photographer for Associated Press to get back, it's going to come down. And it's amazing that how somebody could say that. And he got out of the way, and he wasn't there to take the pictures. But, I to tell people to stay in the building after a plane had hit it, or to stay in the adjacent building after a plane had struck the first building is absolutely negligent.
Well, the reports we got is they were saying it when the second one was hit.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Now, that was even the New York Daily News.
Yeah.
We got 600 news articles posted at PrisonPlanet.com and another 300 at Infowars.com on all this.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist not to think the globalists didn't do this, Chris.
Yes, and the thing is that what's unfortunate is that the academic community, people in the, like physicists, haven't been loud, outspoken. One of the first ones was the Fire Engineering magazine that they came out at the beginning of 2002 with an article saying that there's a consensus among firefighters in this country that the towers could not have collapsed due to the fire and the
and this was a criminal cover-up hauling away the steel.
But then, you know, the next month they were backing away from that kind of commentary. And this is the thing, is that people are intimidated in this country. People that should be doing the research, the basic research that would show that buildings cannot collapse in that way.
And it's just time for more of us just to stand up and say no to the bully. We outnumber them thousands to one.
Yeah, but there's too few people like you on the radio.
Well, again, I go back to what I said in the last segment, though. I'll do 5 interviews now before somebody calls in disagreeing. I mean,
yes.
Go ahead and finish up with what you were saying, Emmett.
Yes, Alex. In Philadelphia, they're having radio problems with the patrol cars. And they said if you need backup, the cop is supposed to come back to the barracks and get a partner. Yeah, right.
Yeah, suddenly Air Force systems all over the country, from the panhandle of Texas to Pennsylvania to Ohio to New York to California, to Colorado Springs, Colorado, suddenly the stuff is at garage doors. Radios aren't working.
And I was surprised what you said about the rapture, the golden ropes coming down. Well, I believe in the rapture, Alex, but I'm still working for you. I distribute your videos and what you say, and I might only have like about 1 out of 5 people believe me, but hey, that's one that didn't know before.
Well, I do believe in the Bible and the rapture, but I believe that we have to fight evil, and I believe that the rapture clearly comes in the middle or the end, depending on how you look at it. I mean, these people that say we're going to be pulled out of this, well, the Antichrist is going to say he's Jesus.
Well, Jesus said, tarry till I come.
Yeah, that's right. So regardless of what you believe, you got to fight evil.
Thank
Chris,
you.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's interesting, and I've just come across this concept that George Bush is acting like the Judas sheep, leading the sheeple into the Judas goat, leading the sheeple into the slaughter.
We'll be back with Christopher Boland. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll take more of your calls. Get into more news.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got about 51 minutes left in this live Thursday, the 20th of May, 2004 edition. We're about to go back to our amazing guest, Christopher Boland, American Free Press writer, AmericanFreePress.net. And we'll also get to Elias and Bill and John and Brent and many others that are patiently holding. I want to go to your calls a lot quicker. I also want to get back into 9/11 and some of the other news, torturing people to death, posing with their dead bodies. I guess this is just having fraternal fun, like Limbaugh said, just blowing off some steam. Also, I want to get into some more on the gas prices and some of the police state stuff that's now going into effect here in the United States. But before we do that, here in the next 3 minutes or so, I want to talk to Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, because the water supply is full of mercury and arsenic and MBTE and fluoride and birth control pills and Ritalin and Prozac and herbicides and pesticides. Stop drinking it. The bottled water, they just filter out the bad taste. That's admitted. The bottled water, you'll save money getting these units. And they're made in America. And they're big sponsors of this broadcast. And they got a bunch of different specials going right now. They got portable filters. They got the filter for your house that does tens of thousands of gallons. You'll save money. It's made in America. And it's a purifier, not just a filter. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
tell folks about the specials and what these filters do.
Okay. Especially, I've noticed you have a lot of new listeners who've been calling in and asking for information, so I kind of wanted to describe the filters. Is that okay for a minute?
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead.
Okay. The Berkey water filters are a gravity water filter. They do not hook up to your sink or your plumbing in any way. They're a 2.5-gallon canister. That one canister sits on top of the other. You fill the Berkey up with your source water, whether it be well water, city water, pond water, lake water, whatever type of water you have. You pour it in the top, and it seeps into the filters, and it's a real slow drip, and it drips into the bottom container. And then in the bottom container, you have a spigot, and you put your cup or your pot or whatever under the spigot, and you get your water. And it holds approximately 2.5 gallons water. A lot of people have asked me if we take out fluoride, and I did want to explain that we have a post-filter that removes the fluoride. The first set of filters, the Black Berkey purification elements, they're in the top canister, and they're taking out all of that bad stuff, you know, all of the VOCs, which are your volatile organic compounds. They're taking out your radiologicals, the inorganic minerals, and things like that.
The lead.
Bacteria. Exactly. Your heavy metals, mercury, nitrate.
Now, understand, when you go to a store, almost nothing there will get out the fluoride. That's why it was designed to go right through everything. You guys have a special post-filter that does that. Tell folks about the specials, Debbie.
Okay. The specials are, you get the Berkey light with the light for $259, and with that you get to pick two of the free gifts with it, whether it be the Berkey sport bottle or the potassium iodate, the new movie Sheltering in Place, or the CD-ROM called Prudent Places. So you get two of those.
And by the way, buying one of these Berkey lights in a store, it'll be $300-$400, and there's a lot of knockoffs from India for $200. This is the real deal. You need to get it, and for $199, you get it without the emergency lights, LEDs built in, and one of the free gifts. That's a great deal. You got replacement filters after it does, 6,000-8,000 gallons. That'll last a few years for the average family. This is a great system. Give Debbie a call. If it goes to voicemail, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com, and in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want. BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com. You can order there as well. Just put in the comments section what free gift you want. Again, folks, InfoWars.com, BerkeyWater.com, or 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Nope, that's it. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Thank you for your support. Made America supports this broadcast. They are the sponsor for the International Shortwave Outreach, which is a global service we actually pay for. Now, going back to Christopher Boland, American Free Press. Chris, we're about to go back to these calls, but you wanted to get into 9/11, the seismographs, the bombs. Let's go over that, because there's so many facets to the obvious government involvement, not just prior knowledge. But this Building 7, Tower 1 and 2 situation, we've alluded to it, but let's go over that from your expertise, your investigation, the seismographs, you name it.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things to see is that at both the Pentagon and at the World Trade Center, both complexes were cleaned up by a foreign company. That's AMEC, that's Assets Management Engineering Consultancy of Britain. And that's headed by one of the knights of the British Empire. I forgot his name. But this company oversaw the cleanup at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon. Furthermore, this company, this British company, had done the renovation on that section of the Pentagon that was struck. Only one-fifth or one-fourth of the Pentagon had renovation, and that happened to be the section that was struck. And this company, AMEC, cleaned up both sites, oversaw the, and what I say, they oversaw the largest destruction of evidence in a criminal case in history. They basically took all of the steel from the World Trade Center, brought people in from around the country to cut it up, ship it over to Staten Island, and then from Staten Island, this steel was sold foreign. It was sold to places like India, Shanghai, China, and Korea. rather than simply having it sent to someplace like Indiana or Pennsylvania.
And they had controlled demolition of the Oklahoma City building and buried the pieces under armed guards to this day.
Right. You see, that's the most important thing, is that in any sort of major crime like this, the evidence is of extreme importance. It makes no sense at all to remove the evidence or to destroy the evidence. But in this case, the evidence was destroyed as quickly as possible. Because, you see, those steel beams, you could have done simple metallurgical tests, and you could have determined if explosives had been present. And my thesis, that I agree with people like Eric Hufschmid, author of Painful Questions, that the buildings were exploded. I mean, that's the only explanation how one of the...
Well, we have the explosions going off down the side on the video. We have the seismographs. We have Building 7. We have the owner saying they blew it up. I mean, what more do we need?
Right.
Go over those seismographs for people.
Well, the seismographic evidence is very important. It shows that there were, prior to the collapse of both buildings, there were huge spikes in the seismographic data that was received in just a few miles north in upstate New York a little ways. And this showed huge, huge spikes that are consistent with underground explosive nuclear explosions.
Now, you actually talked to the different the state and the federal seismographs, just like Oklahoma City picked this up.
Yeah.
Powerful underground explosions,
right.
And then later they admit molten steel. Weeks and weeks later, that's unheard of.
Well, that's the most interesting thing is that I found that, I think it was Peter Tully of Tully Construction. There were four companies involved in the cleanup. That's Turner, Amec, Tully, and one other.
Controlled demolition.
Well, controlled demolition only wrote the plan for the removal of the debris. But the four companies involved in the cleanup, one was German, two were British, and Peter Tully of Bronx, New York, was the only American one. And I spoke to him, and when I spoke to him, he mentioned in passing that they had come across molten steel in the basement. And you know, I put that in my
head. that was weeks and weeks later.
5 weeks afterwards. Because that's at the point when they scraped down, you know, removed obviously all this huge pile of rubble, and then scraped down to the bedrock, which is about seven basement levels below the street level. And when they got down to that level, it was about 2 months after the incident, they found at the point where these huge central support columns were embedded in the bedrock, that's where they found molten steel, 5 weeks after the event. And, you know, of course, these people weren't able to explain to me their explanations about why there would be molten steel were way off the mark, because one of them told me, I think it was maybe Mr. Tully or Loiseau, said, think about all the paper that fell down the elevator shaft, you know. But, I mean...
Well, that burns and smolders. It takes a blowtorch to even soften steel.
Whatever got that steel that hot and was able to maintain that kind of residual...
Yeah, a bellows going 24 hours a day couldn't do that.
Exactly. When you consider that at the bottom of the pile, at the bedrock, that's an oxygen-starved environment for 5 weeks as the men are removing all the steel above it and concrete and dust, you know, something very unusual happened at that bedrock level. And it was definitely black ops, you know.
Now the obvious command center for all of this is the FEMA State Federal International Command Bunker they built in 1999,
right?
In Building 7, Giuliani's in it. That's the command center telling people to stay in the building,
right?
That catches on fire, getting rid of the command center, obviously. Then they say get back, and Building 7 implodes.
Right. That's the key is what happened to Building 7. Building 7 and the Pentagon, I think, are the two weakest links in understanding what happened to these on the destruction of the buildings. There's no good explanation why Building 7 collapsed like it did, except for what you just said, that they had to get rid of the evidence of this emergency command center on the 22nd and 23rd floor. It's interesting that that emergency command center seems to have been built for precisely such an event. You know, it didn't have any beds in it. It had its own air supply and its own water supply, and was supposed to be built for some sort of nuclear-type incident in New York City, but it didn't have beds. And so it seems to have been built for a short-term event, precisely like what happened. I mean, it served its purpose, and after the fact, it had to be destroyed, just like the rest of the evidence.
It's incredible. And look, it's not like we're just saying this. Larry Silverstein says they blew it up.
Yeah. Well, I think that he needs to be subpoenaed. People like him have to be arrested and subpoenaed. And if the people don't do it, I don't count the government's going to do it.
Amazing. We'll come back, take some more calls. Everybody stay there. Christopher Boland is our guest. More key information coming up. And PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Callers holding for a long time. I may have to keep Mr. Bowen over a little bit to the next segment to get to all of these, and I'll hit some final news. A lot of information left to cover here in the next 35 minutes. Let's go quickly to the calls. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Elias, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Here I am. Okay, it was concerning a statement made by George, the last interview he had. Remember him?
You're talking about George. I don't know what that means.
George, the one you interviewed.
The caller earlier.
Whoever he was. He said we must have faith in our leader, you recall. They're fire happy, all of them. Nero, the ancient church, Hitler, Roosevelt, Nixon, Putin. They all like to burn, you know. So he says, have faith. No, you got to reject that. You can't have any faith in leaders.
The founding father said, don't trust government.
Yeah,
but now we're supposed to worship it.
He was asking for blind faith. I wish he was there. I wanted to get it, but I couldn't get in. It was always, I've got a busy signal. So anyway, you got to reject blind faith. You got to throw it in the garbage can.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. You know, that's true. Just blind, mindless faith will guarantee a dictatorship, won't it, Chris?
Sure will. And there's no reason to have any faith in George Bush.
I appreciate those words, Elias. A lot of wisdom there. Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question for Chris, but first, Alex, in the beginning of your program, you were talking about exposing murders, and you said there were lots of news, and even though something on page 6 of the New York Post, and I wondered if you noticed a piece on the front of the paper about Israel and about the brave Israeli soldiers that fired missiles into a crowd of Palestinian people, into a crowd of human beings, and murdered 10 children.
And what's the difference between a missile killing children and a suicide bomber doing?
We're talking about who did it.
Well, Israel admits they did it.
Are you allowed to talk about the Israel problem on Genesis?
Well, you're on the air right now, sir.
Yes, let's talk about it.
We have Christopher Boland on the air.
This leads up to my question.
I mean, you can talk, but if you just keep repeating the same statement, I don't know if we can continue that.
Sure, okay. This is about 9/11, Alex, because I think of the actions of the Israelis and the fact that we send them the money we do and we give their stamp of approval. I think it's evident that if we didn't reward and give money to Israel for carrying out these despicable crimes, there wouldn't have been a 9/11. There wouldn't be 3,000 dead Americans.
Okay,
and
so
there would be an illegal and uncon...
Put him on hold. Put him on hold. So you think that the Arabs did 9/11. See, I mean, I just love this. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with you that the Arabs did 9/11 because we were mean to them. Okay, the globalists carried it out as a pretext to dominate the world as the PNAC documents, the vice president's own words state. Mr. Boland, any comments?
Yeah, but there is indication, there's pretty good evidence that Israeli intelligence had prior knowledge that it was.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were up on top of the building cheering. Even MSNBC admits that.
Yeah, and their biggest company, Zim, pulled out of their contract with the World Trade Center just a few weeks before the building came down.
And the Jerusalem Post admits that Odigo, the instant message company,
right,
4 hours before, emailed their employees and said, don't go to work today.
Exactly. But the thing is that all of these indicators of Israeli prior knowledge are all, you know, like you said, they're discussed and they're out there. But nobody talks about the British role, for example, the role of British intelligence in the whole thing. And you have to look that, you know, our main allies in this misadventure in Iraq are Britain and Israel.
I agree. That's all I say is that all these big intelligence agencies were involved because they all get power and control out of it. Now go ahead and got a final comment, Bill.
Yeah, I just pretty much covered about 9/11, but I also was saying that I wouldn't believe there would right now be an illegal and unconstitutional war in Iraq, and I wasn't suggesting Arabs at all. I was suggesting Israel, the connection with Israel.
Right.
Well, thanks for the call. John in Florida. John, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex.
Hello,
howdy,
John.
Howdy, Chris.
Hello.
Kudos to you, Alex, and the people that we know are making it possible for you to interview such excellent guests as today's I had a lot of questions and comments, but for the sake of, time factor, I've deleted a number of them, and I just want to say I'm glad Chris has brought up Mr. Dan Senner, who seems to be always on the podium with General Kemet. I, too, have been wondering exactly who this man is and what his background is. And
well, he is the Israeli handler. Go ahead.
I hate to throw in something from, like, a, Art Bell thing, but, I mean, the man looks like an alien, for some science fiction, movie. He'd be great.
Yeah. It's interesting about him. The name Senor is kind of a fake name. It comes from a Yiddish name, Schnur. Which came, it's a Sephardic, means senior originally, And I think he's related to some of the big rabbis.
Okay.
Of,
listen, I got to get a question in to the two of you because you've got excellent retention memory, okay?
Okay.
After the birthing of our current Republican, cabal administration here, okay, as a result of what happened here in my state of Florida, okay, with the Chads and all, okay, and before the Chinese shot down or forced down the spy plane, okay, I remember our current president making a statement that he thought...
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technology designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are NBC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the photos, the entire testimony yesterday morning before they cut it short from C-SPAN, and the particular audio clip, part of it, where they're talking about Building 7 and prior knowledge and NORAD standing down and CIA created Al-Qaeda. And they kept trying to arrest different people, but Moore kept standing up saying that it was all a fraud. And see, there's more of us than there are of them. And they can't control us all. And they can't cover up what they did forever. Okay, real quick, John, finish it. Just ask your question in a succinct fashion so we can move on to Brent and...
I am. Okay. I remember, President, somewhere in the first 90 days, before the, Chinese incident, okay... when he was queried about winning the election, okay, and his current regime came into effect, okay, he made a statement that it would be better if he was dictator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
okay,
said that on CNN.
That?
He said that on CNN. We have the video clip on the website.
Okay.
He said
thank
things would be a heck of a lot better so long as I'm the dictator. Go ahead, John.
That's all I wanted to find out.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for the call. You want to, I mean, what's your response to, yeah, Bush is saying, things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship so long as I'm the dictator, ha, ha, ha.
It's very telling because, but the fundamental problem is that he is in effect a dictator because we do not have in this country honest elections. Until we have actual paper ballots that are counted in front of the local citizens in each precinct, we cannot say that we have a democratic franchise in this country.
And how many people know that the League of Women Voters is lobbying against Rush Holt's bill in Congress that would make there be a paper trail?
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that it's amazing how in the space of one generation, Americans have lost their democratic franchise.
And like you're a kook if you say, hey, these companies are all run by the CIA. They've been caught defrauding people coast to coast. I want a paper ballot. They'll call the police on you here in Austin.
Tell me about it. In Chicago, where I'm from, I went into the office of ES&S, Election Systems and Software, and most Americans don't know, or most people in Chicago don't know, that company programs each individual machine the night before elections for Cook County, which is the county of Chicago. And I never felt so scared in my life as I was when I was in their office with about three big gooks standing around me ready to bash me on the head. And it's amazing that it's come to this, you know. And
what were these goons saying to you?
Well, they were just very intimidating. I had been calling them for days and days trying to get information. So finally, when I went down to visit the State Board of Elections, I went to their office, which is Kitty Corner in downtown Chicago there, and I was very intimidated, and they didn't answer any of my questions. But this is the thing. It's a private company, ES&S. It runs about a third of the voting machines in this country, and there's absolutely no transparency.
Well, I mean, we've got former CIA directors on the boards, deputy directors, weird intelligence goons guarding it. Well, we catch them manipulating elections during elections. We've caught them... we've caught convicted computer crimes felons being vice presidents for Diebold. Their own engineers quit and say it's all a fraud, you know, like the movies. It's a fraud, but instead of the bad guys getting busted, it's in one newspaper, never hear about it again.
Right. And just when I wrote that story about the voting machines in Chicago, I received two death threats.
Well, yeah, this is serious. This is the domination and the dictatorship.
Absolutely.
They can't let us expose this.
And this is the most important thing.
How do they death threat you?
The Russian guy. It was a Russian guy who actually sold and produces the chips that the what they're called the 512K cards that go in the machine, the program card that not only collects the data but gives the commands to the machine what to do. This is the smoking gun. And you know, I used to work for IBM, and a company like IBM or these other large companies were found to be unsatisfactory to provide the chips for the cards for these machines by ES&S, and I found out the guy that was providing them, and he was a new immigrant from Belarus or Russia, and I asked him a few questions. He was very surprised. He's a one-man company there in Illinois, and the next day on Saturday or Sunday after I filed my story, he called me up and he said, you know, I don't want anything bad to happen to you or to me and things like that, but when I got off the phone, I told my wife, he said he didn't want anything bad to happen to me. And my wife said, well, he's threatening you. My wife's from that part
of
the world.
I've gotten calls before like this. Mr. Jones, if you love yourself and your family, you'll back off right now. And I just say, oh, yeah, and let the world fall. People like you, you go ahead and do whatever you got to, buddy. You're going to hell, though. I want you to know that.
Yeah. But this is the amazing thing. And he wouldn't tell me where the cards were made, but he did admit that these program cards were not made in the United States. But you see, this is the thing, is that each machine for each precinct is programmed in a private company's office, and then it's put in the machine. The machine is sent out to the precinct, and then at the end of the voting, those cards are taken back out of the machine, given back to the private company, who then counts the votes. I mean, this is so absurd. So when I ran for office, I ran for mayor in my hometown there, which is outside Chicago. It was an off-year election, and Illinois state law says that in such an election, a simple ballot, that votes have to be counted by hand. So I went down to the county clerk's office in downtown Chicago, kind of like the Blues Brothers type scenario.
And they called the cops on you.
You know, and I asked the county clerk, I said, I'd like to have the votes counted by hand in my hometown to corroborate what the machines say. Mind you, the State Board of Elections in Illinois does not approve the use of these machines to start with. That's another story. But then the county clerk's spokesman came out and told me, he said, are you crazy? And that was the end of it. You know, are you crazy? I'm crazy.
If you'd have kept arguing, around here, if you ask, when you go, hey, how do I verify this vote? They will go, we've heard about you people. Police, they're in here. One of the crazies. They're here. They're asking questions about their vote.
Right. And
that's the old Soviet Union. You'd ask, hey, is this a real voting? KGB, he's in here.
The amazing thing is that in Europe, I've gone to different elections, and the best elections I've seen were in Germany and France. But in France, it's completely up front. Every single vote, every single ballot is counted two times in front of anybody who wants to watch. And it's done very quickly, you know, within an hour.
But that's Al-Qaeda-ish. You must be with Al-Qaeda. Hey, the first hour of this show, if I'm criticizing the government, I should be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting down. I need to be put in the camp.
Well, you know, when you come back and you see people watching Fox TV, and when you read that Fox TV is the favorite news channel in Washington D.C., you can understand the problem.
And you watch Fox Television, every male role model is bad, breaking up the family, getting where these hot prostitutes try to get you to cheat on your wife. You know, it's such a Christian conservative channel.
Oh, I wouldn't call it Christian. I mean, Rupert Murdoch. You know, he sicked his boys on me and on 911. But the way that he has something like 185 newspapers around the world and media outlets, and every single one of his editors agreed with Rupert Murdoch that a war in Iraq was the way to go.
Well, they told him they had to, but this is my point. They put out the worst trash on purpose. Let's go back to the calls. Brent in Washington. Brent, go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Chris. I appreciate the show today. I had a question on Flight 77, but before I answer that, I did receive the videos, Eric Huffsmith, and also the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms.
Oh, you bought those videos from me. Thank you.
Yes, I did. And I just want to briefly state that I watched that video, and it was amazing as far as when these people were being hauled away. I believe it was in Nazi Germany, and the people in the background were smirking and smiling as people were being hauled away. And the women there in this euphoric state, raising their hands, saluting Hitler.
And Americans are much more evil than the Germans were. They would love a Hitler. They will. The yuppies will love to see me get arrested. They want it. They want it so bad they can taste it. They want to be slaves.
That's right, Alex. People who don't believe that cannot occur in the U.S. are kidding themselves, and especially when you see these videos or these pictures of people involved in the torture and their face, it can happen here, folks.
I'm looking at a photo here of AP News and of a woman smiling over a man they just beat to death with extreme pleasure.
Yeah,
right. And a normal person is you know, I mean, I went in just a few months ago and saw my dead grandmother. With the viewing of the body, and it was upsetting to me. But not these sickos. They beat somebody to death, and then they just love it.
But my question on Flight 77 on Eric Huffsmith's video as far as the Pentagon, it was amazing how this plane can go clear out to Ohio, disappear on the radar, and then for its entire flight back to the East Coast before it supposedly goes into the Pentagon, there's no tracking on the radar.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. That's a very important observation, and what I think happened, and I think Eric Hochschmidt and I agree on this, is that a unmanned aircraft like a Global Hawk, which is based in Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in southern Ohio, that the first plane, Flight 77, landed in someplace in Ohio, and then was replaced with this UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, like a Global Hawk, probably a Global Hawk, which then flew at high altitude. And this Global Hawk was weaponized, and it was able to make that descent and to precisely fly at the world at the Pentagon, and shortly before hitting the Pentagon, it fired a Hellfire type missile, which bore.
And we see the White Hawk flash in the photo, but on top of that, and let's add something to this.
Yes.
In the Operation Northwoods plan, they said we will have military personnel posing in plain clothes. Get on an airplane, we will land that airplane somewhere else, and then crash a drone, and then the public will buy into this. So we have an official plan to do this.
Written in 1962.
Yes.
And they're writing about drones in 1962, which gives you an idea of the technology.
Well, since 58, NORAD's been flying aircraft as drones for shooting practice. I mean, in 1953... Joe Kennedy, JFK's big brother, died guiding in drones.
Right. And what's interesting about this is that this would explain that because the Global Hawk is it's about the size of a small airplane with a large wingspan, and it would look like a
people said they saw commuters, you know.
Yeah, it would be about the size of a 12-person jet. But the thing is that this would explain the explosion, and it would also explain that why there was no debris on the lawn, because the glass carbon or the fiberglass composite material that makes up the body of the plane would have basically disintegrated on impact.
Yep. And you would just have thanks for the call, Brett. Who's up next here? Two more calls, and I got to go to some other stuff. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
The New York Post website today had a forum for readers to comment on Giuliani on the headline with the 911 Commission. When I logged on 30 minutes ago, people were posting links to Infowars.com. So I posted links to Operation Northwoods and Giuliani's mafia family history and that Bush and Bin Laden are Jewish mafia. Within 5 minutes of my post, the entire forum was shut down. So the bad guys are running the website for the New York Post and censoring it in real time.
Right.
And you have to remember that Giuliani was made a Order of the Knight of the British Empire for his service rendered for the British Empire shortly after 9/11.
Yeah, like John, I got to be honest. I mean, Israel couldn't order NORAD to stand down and do all this. They certainly had prior knowledge. They certainly did warn their employees. That's Jerusalem Post, but I don't think they ran the attacks.
Well, that's just their little part. If Bush and Bin Laden are Jewish
exactly.
genealogy. Well, that's just to help explain why they've been in business together for 30 years.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I don't know about the Bin Ladens being Jewish. They've been British Empire servants for 80 years, and that's on the record. So they've been in a MI6 intelligence body for a long time before MI6 even existed. But that's it for calls, and I want to thank Christopher Bolin for spending all this time with us. You can check out his columns at AmericanFreePress.net or subscribe to the newspaper. We have a link on Infowars.com is their sponsor of how to be a distributor or to get American Free Press. It's a great newspaper. Won't censor the truth, and we appreciate them. And, Chris, got to have you back up sometime.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you, my friend. Take care. All right. I said I would air this again. Then I'll hit a few final news stories. This is on PrisonPlanet.tv. 11 public hearing of the 9/11 Commission with testimony from former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. We have the entire commission hearing there, and then we also have some select clips of some of the people standing up and yelling. Demonstrator Christopher Broder disrupts the September 11th commission hearings and the testimony of former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. And then another lady gets up and talks about Building 7 and NORAD standing down. He talks about the CIA founding Al-Qaeda. They talk about threatening whistleblowers, threatening to arrest them. Why aren't you interviewing them? Why isn't this a real investigation? Here it is. Go ahead and hit it.
Deeply appreciative of that. And we may very well want to ask you further questions as we finalize our report. As a Midwesterner, I might say to you, I've been impressed time and again with the pride you've expressed in New York City. And I admire that greatly. And I think that may...
3,000 people are dead.
That may very well be one of the reasons for the success of your leadership.
So we thank you very much for your leadership
and your cooperation.
Give me 2 minutes to rebut it.
Thank
two
you.
2 minutes to ask a couple real questions.
Mr. Mayor, thank you very, very much for your appearance here.
Let's ask a couple real questions. And what about the bunker? You didn't ask him about the bunker, the Office of Emergency Management bunker on fire?
We are getting ready for the next panel. It will appear shortly. If you want to be disruptive, you will be removed from this room.
Make sure they arrest the whistleblowers. You got to arrest more whistleblowers. Protect the government. Remember this. Your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda. Repeat it again. Your government funded
All right. So they can't shut us all up. Remember, your government trained and funded al-Qaeda and flew them out of the country on 9/11, flew them out of Afghanistan, flew them in to attack the Serbs to start that war. That's their job, CIA Arabs, to go in and do all of this. And, you know, Arab CIAs, CIA Arabs, al-CIAs. That's all this is. Look at the motive and look at the stacks of documentation and evidence and stop being weak-minded. Stop ignoring the facts. And that's only part of it. You can. That's when C-SPAN cut it off. There's been other videos now out there of the other cameras that were in there that kept rolling. And then there's a photo here from the Associated Press by Gregory Bull on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And Gregory Bull took the photo of dozens of news cameras, dozens of reporters around demonstrator Christopher Broder after he left the conference room. Others have been arrested. And he wasn't on the news. He went into more about this stuff. But that gets blacked out. The news would tell you, oh, there was some protesting, that the government didn't do enough. But then they block out what they had to say. Is that the freedom? Hey, you know what? You can't cover this up. You understand that, globalist? You could kill the 1,000 most prominent 9/11 people exposing what you did. And there'll be 1,000 more behind us. And there's millions speaking out. Everybody's getting informed. We know what you did, you murderers. You murdering killers will be brought to justice.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, some final news. AP database measured terrorism quotient. Before helping to launch the criminal investigation project known as Matrix, a database contractor gave U.S. and Florida authorities the names of 120,000 people who showed a statistical likelihood of being terrorists, sparking some investigations and arrest. And if you have bad credit, own a firearm, it's all put in there. This is your freedom under the new Matrix system. The high terrorism factor scoring system also became a key selling point for the involvement of the database company in the Matrix project. Public records obtained by the Associated Press from several states show that the Justice Department officials cited the scoring technology in appointing the company sole contractor on the federally funded $12 million project. That's just a local echelon system. Here's the Herald Tribune, high school essays graded by computer, and it says it's wonderful. All over the country now, when you go and write your papers, it's scanned for terror words, scanned for plagiarism. The government looks at it. If you write the word gun, you're arrested or kicked out of school. Can't even say the word gun in your history essay or in your English class. It's just all part of the new thought crime, see? And it has the students saying, we love the new computer grading. It just keeps us all safe. And the British news is calling the guy throwing a bag of purple baby powder at Tony Blair in the House of Commons. They're calling it a bombing. It's a bombing. They're throwing bombs at them. You know, it was actually not a water balloon. It was a condom full of it. People use those as balloons. And again, the U.S. Army attacked wedding party, killed 40 people, but, killing women and children, they might have been with Al-Qaeda or something. And, of course, Reuters is saying that their reporters are beaten and sexually abused. And, Reuters reporters, it's part of the freedom. I mean, this is the type of news that we have here in front of us. It's just incredible that so many people are putting up with this. Here's that Reuters article. Shocking details on abuse of Reuters staffers in Iraq. In the wake of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, Reuters revealed on Tuesday that three Iraqi working for the company and another Iraqi journalist working for NBC News were seized for no reason in early January by U.S. troops and taken to a prison near Fallujah, where they were subjected to physical and sexual abuse, among other forms of mistreatment. I thought it was torture. The U.S. military has denied any of the accusations. We're looking at photos of them beating people to death and then laughing about it. They stop you and your family at a checkpoint. They rape your wife in front of you and torture your five-year-old in front of you. This is what the good guys do. It's bad when they do it, but it's good when we do it. Totally sick. And one of these soldiers who followed orders should have gotten life in prison, but he got a year in prison, a slap on the wrist. We're out of time, my friends. Bush is refusing to release oil from emergency reserves. He says we're on the war on terror, and we just can't do that. It would aid the terrorists to release the oil. He's just got to let the oil companies keep having these profits, which his whole cabinet's made up of. Because you're with the terrorists if you're for low oil prices. I mean, he actually says this. Everything's the war on terror. Every raping of the public, every looting of the pension funds, every scam you can imagine. Just keep your mouth shut. We're in a war, don't you know? And it's never going to end. A war against people we created. Before I end this broadcast, I want every one of you to call right now and get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, now written up in the New York Post of all places, saying it's much better than Michael Moore's film. Get The Truth, exposes Bill Clinton, too, for Oklahoma City. Get Masters of Terror, Part 2. Get Matrix of Evil, Police State, 3 Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch all the films, 15 cents a day. Or call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. We need your support as well. 1-888-253-3139. If you want to help us expose the murderers, the killers. 1-888-253-3139. If you take action one mind at a time, we can free this country. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Have a great day. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey lot is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.